Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wall is going to get built, and we're setting record numbers in terms of stopping people from coming in and stopping drugs from coming in. You see the numbers down 73-74%. I will say Secretary Kelly, formerly General Kelly, is doing an incredible job. And I was just with him a little while ago, and he said, we definitely, desperately need the wall. Would you come
my way? This is the Trevor Carey Show. Did you burn out to the air? On the Valley's Power Talk. Would you come my way?
Today, I would also like to address an urgent and growing threat that impacts the safety, security, and well-being of every American family, the crisis on our southern border.
The newest numbers from Border Patrol show in December, there was that record high 300,000 migrant encounters. That dropped to 200,000 in January and then to 154,000 in February last month. However, if you look back to February 2020, just 3 years ago, the migrant numbers for that month was 50,000.
Trump tried to tell us we needed a wall, right? Numbers were being broken, but old basement boy Biden, right? BBB, basement boy Biden. Yeah, build back better, BBB. How about Biden border broken? That's the real BBB, right? And it's intentional. It's intentional. The number one proof of dereliction of duty. This man, and by this man I'm talking about Joseph Biden, swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and all the other laws that are on the books, right? Biden, you know, he burned the books. I mean, he didn't have to follow them, right? Biden burned the books that all the laws were written in. And he's supposed to defend America. That's why the Constitution has the president also being the commander-in-chief, right? They could have done a dual power, right? We have the general and we have the president. Now, they made the president also the president and the commander-in-chief. Number one protector is what I'm saying. And what did our number one protector actually broadcast to the entire world?
What I would do as president, I would in fact make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
That's like King Arthur lowering the drawbridge to the castle and dropping the gate and yelling, surge, surge on in, my friends. Come on, who does this? Well, The simple man would say that the answer is somebody who wants them to come in, right? That's why you would say, surge the border, right? If you invite somebody into your house to sleep and live with you, you don't, oh wait, we don't do that. That's right, we don't do that in our own lives. We vet people that we allow around our loved ones and ourselves. This border debacle is a debacle with a capital D.
Several Republicans joined Texas Senator John Cornyn at the U.S.-Mexico border.
In this last year, Chinese nationals coming across this sector of the border was up 488%. If that doesn't get the Biden administration's attention, I don't know what will.
South Dakota Senator John Thune meeting with border agents to discuss illegal immigration and the fentanyl crisis. The White House and Democrats calling for lawmakers to work together on security and immigration reform, including advancing technology at the border.
I heard in there they say they might not know what won't get their attention, right, if these numbers won't. Well, maybe this will right here. This really kind of goes to show the state of the nation. This happened up in Nebraska. Current state of America here. I read here the Stanton County Sheriff's Department announced they had caught two Honduran nationals. In real people talk, that means illegal aliens that broke in here from Honduras with a dead bald eagle in their possession. They got a call about a suspicious vehicle in a recreation area near Stanton, Nebraska. Romero and Domingo, both 20-year-olds from Honduras, were leaving the scene with a bird. They were questioned about the bald eagle. They said, "We shot it with a rifle." Well, because, of course, they had guns, right? They said they were intending to have it for dinner. Now, Romeo and Domingo, it's kind of weird, I think, to eat an eagle, but did they not know killing a bald eagle in the United States is a federal offense? No, they didn't. They didn't probably know that. Romero and Domingo probably did not know that. They saw a big bird and went, "Let's cook that thing up." And now if they had gotten in line legally and gone through the training, I'm sure that's one of the things that they teach you in citizenship class, right? You don't kill bald eagles. In the United States, there's different laws. You can't walk out your backyard, walk down the alley in your town, your city, and start shooting at dinner. You know, it's called the melting pot. You come here, you melt into the way we do it here, and we don't shoot our national emblem, the bald eagle. But there you go. It says it all. Congresswoman Harriet Hageman of Wyoming, she went down to the border, a congressional visit, and she said he's abdicated his responsibilities in bringing impeachment articles against Mayorkas down there. Yeah, not Biden, but yeah, should be. But no, we're talking about Mayorkas. Yeah, that's who they're going to do this. And I mean, when the new Republicans got in the new Congress, even Speaker McCarthy said that there was an option available for that. But, you know, I don't know how much of that will be done. It's going to have to be a turning of the people against this government here and their policies on the border to make them wake up here that we're fed up with this. We do have Republicans, and it's so bad now there's going to be Democrats. It just can't hang with it anymore. You know how the Democrats at Biden State of the Union, when Biden said, "And we're going to refund the police, put money back," at the Democrats that had to come full circle around, they're gonna have to come full circle here, because just at the top of the level, with 104,000 Americans overdosing, 70,000 of those being from the opioids and the fentanyl problem that's coming across. I mean, the fact that Joe Biden, as president and commander in chief of the United States, has not said to China and Mexico, has not held a conference stating that this is an emergency conference. You have to stop these chemicals coming from China and to Mexico, and Mexico, you got to stop these. And you would think, as commander in chief, he would stop it at our border and then work backwards, right? Well, we're going to stop it here because I have control of that. Then I'm going to go talk to these other world leaders and stand up and saying, "You are allowing, you got to do what we're doing. We're stopping it at our border. You got to stop it at your border and not allow it out." He's bought by China. How can he do that? You know he can't. Now, is Mayorkas going to be impeached? Well, they haven't impeached a cabinet member in nearly 150 years. You do have Republicans. Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona, Pat Fallon of Texas have introduced articles of impeachment. And again, McCarthy opened, so we'll see what happens there. At Arizona sheriff, he was at the House Homeland Security Committee hearing that was held last week about the border crisis, and he was hearing testimony from these witnesses. And it was just so sad what had happened. I mean, they had pictures up, and then they brought it home. And I tell you, there had to be Democrats that sat there. That's why I say the tide is turning. Because when the Democrats were in there, they didn't hold these kind of committee hearings. They actually had pictures up. Pictures up. Here is what one of the display committee chairman, Mark Green of Tennessee, way to go, you Republican from Tennessee. He put a picture up of a victim of what's happening down at the border. He said, quote, "The picture you see behind me is of a woman raped and scalped by the drug cartels. Her body was dropped at an elementary school in Texas to make a point." Oh, what? Well, when we have people killing each other, we send $113 billion to Ukraine. But we have this going on down there, and they're ignoring this. Sheriff Lamb down from Texas said his county's seen a 600% increase of opioid. I saw a little video thing this week. They're getting really tricky. They're getting tricky with these automobiles and trucks that they're smuggling people in with. It looked just like any kind of electrician work truck. You know how they have those big cabinets on the side? Kind of like the size of like an F-150 kind of truck with those things. Well, all those compartments on the side that you would think electrical were just crammed with people. They gutted that sucker out, and it got in a high-speed chase. Can you imagine being stuck in there? First of all, it was in Texas, and even though it's winter, it can still be rather warm. I just saw where my friend Rochelle lives in Port Arthur. I get on my phone, I just look at people. I know their temperature around the nation, but it was like 72, so you know it could be hot in there. Can you imagine being crammed in and being in a high-speed pursuit inside that Texas State Trooper was tailing a suspicious work-style truck. And he said the driver activated his amber emergency lights to try and blend in with the other vehicles and then started making evasive maneuvers, exiting the highway, speeding up. But they're trying to get in. Boy, they're being ingenious. You just never know. Hey, look at that cable company truck. Boy, that's a big one, isn't it? Hadn't seen them that big. It could be like a Trojan horse filled with people inside. This, though, really said so much about the Biden economy.
Stop it now.
Ready for this headline? At denews.com. For so long, I was calling it dnyuz.com. And then I was like, oh, they're being denews, dnyuz.com. It said many undocumented immigrants are departing after decades in the United States. They're leaving. People that are here illegal, they probably can't afford it anymore. They're having to pay the same gas prices we are, the same food prices that we are, having to live. Maybe they escaped Honduras in 2002, and they're like, man, this place is too violent now. I'm talking to my cousins back home, and they're saying it's not as bad there, and you can actually get gas for $2.72, and they actually have baby formula. They said waves of illegals have been leaving the U.S. and returning to their country of origin in recent years, making the reverse migration. Mexico represents the largest country where people are migrating back to. They said it's a gradual return to more than a decade ago because improvements in the Mexican economy and the shrinking job opportunities in the United States. Isn't that interesting? People are leaving. I cannot actually believe the numbers. Well, these are, you know, this is just Joe Biden, you know, pocket change or change on the side of his nightstand there. Department of Homeland Security is going to funnel $350 million. Well, it's not going to Ukraine. Okay. He's going to give us some money. No, it's going to go to illegal aliens released inside the United States communities for their food and shelter programs, because now, remember, every city in America now is a border town, so they're now affected. So we're having to send taxpayer money, $350 million to cities across the country, and as DHS Secretary Mayorkas calls it, sending the money to non-citizens. So at least he said non-citizens, right? At least they're saying, did you hear what Biden said yesterday? And then laughed about it. The fentanyl that killed this mom's two boys. Oh, she had a lot to say about it. I'll let you hear what Joe said, then I'll let you hear the mom's response next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Okay, this is one of these stories here that just really paints itself here with the audio that I'm about to play you. It's kind of a cruel little laugh. Now, I'm not going to say that as hard as everybody else is that if Joe Biden was told about a woman's kids that died, that he would go, immediately. There are subject matters that you're talking about that you don't need to blame and go into it like he did, and it's insensitive. And it was actually horrendous, especially the chuckle. The chuckle. Spoke so much. Showed so much. Let's go listen to what Joe Biden said, because it seemed that Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene had come out and talked about the border and the kids dying of fentanyl. This mom spoke at a committee hearing in D.C., And Marjorie Taylor Greene said Biden has blood on his hands because of the border and fentanyl. And as it turns out, this mom's two boys had died 6 months before Biden got into office. So I guess that gets back to the White House. And Joe Biden goes, well, next time I'm in front of a microphone, I'm going to remind everybody in America that those two boys died under Trump. Chuckle, chuckle.
And, you know, a little bit of more Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few more, you're going to have a lot of Republicans running our way. Isn't she amazing? Oof. Ours, the reason she was very specific. I shouldn't digress, probably. But I've read. She was very specific recently, saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Yeah. How did spokeswoman Jean Piera at the White House handle it?
Can I ask about a moment in the president's speech last night in Baltimore? He was talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and he mentioned a mother that had lost two of her sons to fentanyl. He said the interesting thing is that the fentanyl they took came during the last administration, and then he seemed to laugh. The mother's demanding an apology, and I'm wondering if he regretted how that came out.
So, you know, I want to be very careful here because this involves a mom, as you just stated, who lost two sons. And when it comes to this president, I believe the American people knows who he is fundamentally because he's been around for some time, and they have watched him go through grief. They have watched him deal with really personal loss. And so this is a president that understands that. He expressed sympathy for her last night, and his heart goes out to any person who has to go through that type of trauma, that type of hurt. I will say his words are being mischaracterized by someone who is regularly discredited for things that she says that are really conspiracy theories, and those lies are being parroted by a certain network, I'll just leave it there.
I'm just going to rip on that she has conspiracy theories and she goes on Fox News, right? Oh boy, that was just a real way to save Biden there, Jean Pierre.
I'll just leave it there, huh?
How did the mom react to all of this, huh?
I'm shocked to see the video today as President Biden talked about a congresswoman who misspoke when she said that my children's deaths are the cause of President Biden's policy failures. My children died about 6 months before he became president.
I'll make mistakes as president.
Almost every Democrat on the committee offered me condolences. They at least had the decency to do that. You can't even do that. You have to mock my pain. And then what about the 22% increase in fentanyl deaths since you became president, since you changed your policy at the borders? That represents tens of thousands of U.S. citizens who died under your watch, an increase in tens of thousands. And that represents even double that number of the parents who are suffering. Are you going to keep laughing about those who did die under your watch? Do we have to bring them in so you can look them in the eyes and laugh? What is wrong with you?
But when Joe's president, hope is everywhere. Troubles fly away. Life will easy flow.
Think about what you think about.
Joe will keep us safe. That's all we need to know.
This is unacceptable, and our president needs to apologize to me. And he needs to be held accountable. And I wish that he would show some serious concern for the lives of those lost, I think that his behavior today speaks volumes, and it tells you where his heart is. Do something.
Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Don't be a coward. Do something.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wow, that was strong. The fentanyl crisis, it's everybody should be working on it, but Biden would rather blame Trump than actually try and fix the problem. And I don't know if you listen to my show for any length of time, for those who have, thank you. You heard me harping on the fact that the Russian-Ukraine war is based on NATO promises by the U.S. Well, guess what? It's now confirmed. I'll let you hear the NATO General Secretary confirm what I've been saying next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I'll make many mistakes as president. Yeah, boy, he does.
And a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
I've never been more optimistic. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. My word is a Biden. I've never been more optimistic.
All right. Here's somebody we don't hear often about, and I guess we didn't hear from Mike Pence's wife. What was her name? Karen? Is Karen Mike and Karen Pence? Mike and Janet Pence? Mike and Denise Pence? I really can't remember. But the second gentleman, Douglas Emhoff, he's talking out about against toxic masculinity. Now, if I had the name second gentleman, I don't know if I that would be my, you know, what did Laura Bush did libraries, I think. Michelle Obama did, she didn't want chubby kids in school, right? That was her kick. Let's see. What did Melania Trump do? Do you remember what Melania Trump's thing that she did was? Probably try and keep her husband off Twitter. Yeah, but Kamala's husband, I guess his thing is getting rid of toxic masculinity. He said there's too much of it. We've kind of confused what it means to be a man, what it means to be masculine. He said strength is how you show your love for people. Strength is how you are for people and how you have their back and how you stick up for other people and pushing up and out against bullies. We're seeing it with our younger people. We're seeing it with our discourse and our politics. And we're seeing toxic masculinity, the healthy side of it, taken out of the military, too. That's kind of scary. Very, very scary. Even the females that are in the military need some toxic masculinity, right? You need to be like the defensive front line, right? Ooh, speaking of that, we'll talk about Deion Sanders coming up after four. But, yeah, you got to have the eye of the tiger, man. You got to have that. But, no, that's called toxic masculinity. The fact that the matter is that just the aggressive side of masculinity, they call toxic. Now, is there any dudes that act in the way that they kind of describe it as this? Yeah, but it doesn't. That's not being masculine when they talk about how it's being used and abused and acting a fool with your manhood or whatever they want to say it is. Yeah, there are guys that do that, but it has nothing to do with being masculine or not masculine. We have to have a lot of masculinity in war, and man, I tell you. Donald Trump, he kept us out of the wars, right?
The fake news said my personality would get us into a war. I'm telling you, that guy's going to get us into a war. But actually, my personality is what kept us out of war. I was the only president in nearly four decades who did not get America into any new conflicts. Instead, I brought our troops and our wonderful children back home. I brought them back home where they belong.
You notice when he says things he never has to say?
Please clap.
They're clapping under his statement as he has finished. And if you listen to the show for any stretch of time here, especially since Russia and Ukraine started all of that, it's all been hinging on NATO. We actually have, and I actually recorded Putin giving, this is probably a month before he moved into Ukraine, but he was talking about the United States offering the Ukraine membership in NATO, and he said, I don't want them here on our borders. And I even took that translation that somebody, it was online, it was in English, but to make sure, I found somebody here in the valley that speaks Russian, and I had them listen to it to translate it, to make sure it was, and it was exactly correctly translated. That's how much I wanted to know what he was saying. And then you even had Zelensky 8-9 months ago state publicly. He said the Biden administration publicly states like they want us to be in NATO, but behind the scenes, no, they're not going to give it to us. I mean, Zelensky came out and actually said that. And this is what Putin has been saying. And do you think that, I don't care if it's Trump, Obama, Biden, I don't care who the president is. Do you think, I mean, what about you and me? What about us? Would you be comfortable if Russia had military bases in Mexico? If they had them in Canada, would you be like, hey, our president's not doing his job right, man? How do they permit that, right? Well, I think if you want to go ahead and play the game Risk, you know, the board game we play, I haven't played that in so long. That'd be fun to play again. But Putin doesn't want U.S. bases in Finland. Well, Finland's now NATO. We're one little border skirmish away from having to send our forces in to defend Finland. That's what NATO means. We all have each other's, back, right? And remember, we almost went to war with Russia when it was Cuba. With the weapons and the missiles. We weren't going to have any Russian interest on our side of the old hemisphere here. No, so if you want to be fair about it, are they going to want us right there on their doorstep? Putin said that out loud. Joe Biden was playing the game, but it's not a game anymore. Not a game. Here it is. Here's the proof. NATO General Secretary says Ukraine will definitely become a NATO member once the conflict with Russia concludes. So that just adds fuel to the war. What would be Putin's right now? Why would he even say, okay, let's come to the peace table, let's negotiate, and when it's over, they're going to be part of NATO? Well, that's what NATO's actually saying. And you remember, we previously stated that NATO wouldn't put any member NATO steps on the doorstep of Russia. Go look it up. That was right there at the start. NATO General Secretary Jean Stoltenberg said today Ukraine will be joining NATO as soon as the war's over, I guess. Boy, now, why would Russia even want to go into kind of talks of having some peaceful resolutions to this, right? The only way Russia can keep NATO away from their borders, I guess, now is to continue to violently attack Ukraine. Boy, this is just...
The world NATO allies have agreed that Ukraine will become a member of our alliance, but at the same time, that is a long-term perspective. What is the issue now is to ensure that Ukraine prevail as a sovereign independent nation, and that therefore we need to support Ukraine. I cannot give you an exact date, but we are working to make it happen as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. So how does that echo around the hallways of the old Kremlin? That says, all right, we got to keep fighting this. Why go even sit? But it doesn't even matter. They haven't even talked about having peace talks. Or I think Trump has. Trump's brought it up. Biden regime, they're getting not a whole lot of pushback on Ukraine from Congress. I know Congress has their hands. How many committees? I can't keep track of all the committees now, these Republicans. Boy, they were waiting, and they're out the chute, and they're bringing them in. I'll play you some later on in the show, Senator Josh Hawley to Attorney General Merrick Garland. He had him. So it's good to see him under oath. Under oath have to come back. But there's not a whole lot of congressional pushback, I would say, on the Ukraine war here. And Biden, what he's done in Ukraine. I mean, hey, I bet you he hadn't even brought it up. Not once publicly, probably never made a statement about any kind of ceasefire. But why should it? No pressure from Congress. Now, this is something you're not going to hear in the U.S. media all the time. But last weekend, there was a bunch of anti-war protests going on in Berlin. Do you remember when Democrats used to do this? If this was George W. Bush doing this with Ukraine, can you imagine how the Democrats, they would have anti-war rallies. Joe Scarborough and Mika would get up early and have their scarves on and be out live in D.C. doing Morning Joe from the anti-war rallies, right? In Berlin, the protesters said 50,000 turned out. Police estimated 13,000. They were calling on German officials to halt the flow of weapons to Ukraine. But outside of Trump, there hadn't been any kind of effort outside to come to any kind of peace deal. So the answer should be obvious to everybody out there, even those that are not smart enough to be conservatives. This is smoke and mirrors going on. And the left is doing right now exactly, you know what it's like? It's like the we're trying to chase OJ down the highway. We know where he is, but he hadn't been caught yet. That's where we are in this situation. And when we get into these kind of foreign policy things, isn't it good to go to the experts? And he's not on the show today, and we didn't even call and invite him on the show, but I saw his article here, Dr. Victor Davis Hanson. He said the Ukraine mess is daily looking more like the Spanish Civil War of 36 to 39, a meat grinder that took 500,000 lives. That three-year conflict became a savage proxy war and prelude for the belligerence of World War II. Next, Zelensky's announced a third stage will be to eject every Russian from 2013 Ukraine. He promises to reabsorb both Crimea and Donbas. He said ambitious goal that might require preemptive attacks inside Russia or on the Black Sea. To accomplish these last two missions, Zelensky needs a blank check of support from the United States. They can neither control its own border nor maintain its critical infrastructure and is $33 trillion in debt. So I guess this Republican Congress has to put a stop. And they said, many of them have said that they actually will put a stop to this blank check writing that he keeps doing with our money at a time. Boy, think of what we could have done in America. Didn't they always talk during the campaign about the infrastructure, our roads and our bridges and all of that? But yet, $113 billion. Hey, that would go a long way. Criminals let out of jail, and that's the cry across California, right? Well, the cry across Fresno was heard when a local judge let a woman that was facing charges of murder, driving under the influence of a drug, hit and run, causing death, out of jail, awaiting trial. Now she's back in jail. What happened? We don't quite know yet, but the one that hit that young high school kid in Hoover High. Yeah, we'll talk about that next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Fresno City Councilman Gary Bredefeld is going to be in studio 5 o'clock. He's running for the County Board of Supervisors. Likewise, City Councilman Chavez running for the County Board of Supervisors. And the County Board of Supervisors earlier this week voted not to allow them to be able to transfer their war chest of campaign funds. They voted on this back in 2020 not to allow any more than $30,000 over. And Bredefeld and Chavez both are in the hundreds of thousands of campaign war chests there that they were thinking they'd be using for it. So a judge will decide all this. We'll let Councilmember Bredefeld and, I guess, Supervisor Candidate Bredefeld will talk to us about it coming up after 5 o'clock here. There was a home fire in Clovis. Happened after 5 a.m. Rawl Avenue near Sunnyside. Firefighters got their house in flames, and neighbors came out and said, nobody lives there. Nobody lives there. There was one animal that died, but they said no other buildings are damaged and the home is a complete loss. And what does that make you think, right? Harry homeless broke in. Yeah, it's... At one point in the summer, wasn't it like half of their calls, fire department, was because of homelessness and fires that were going on? FresnoBee.com says the defendant facing a murder charge after fatally striking a 15-year-old pedestrian. That was very sad when that happened. Lisa Spores was her name. That was the driver, and she bailed out of jail back in January and now was actually put back into custody. The family's been very upset. This Hoover High student, Rashad Al-Hakim Jr., they've been outraged, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. See, she was put in jail. She was under the influence of prescription medicine. She actually had a hearing back in 2008 when she was had a prior conviction for driving under the influence in 2008. Now, during that sentence hearing, she was advised by the court that driving under the influence was dangerous to human life and that a person could be charged with murder if they did. And so somebody was killed as a result of this. Now, she's convicted on all charges. She's going to face a sentence of 15 years to life. We don't know why she was let back out. No, we know why she was let back out, because they reduced the bail from $1.5 million to $150,000. And that made the family justifiably upset. I get that. And the attorney argued that she's pled not guilty and properly charged. So when they dropped that bail down, she got out. And now she's back in for some reason, and the judge did not release the reason why. The mom and the family and all the young man's friends have spoken out about this and calling for justice on this. So obviously this woman did something else crazy. I don't know if it would take a small little infraction to get you back in after that. I wouldn't want to live on the west side of San Francisco, even though it's one of the most prettiest, lowest crime areas. If you want to say there's low crime in San Francisco, there's really not. But if it's the lowest of the high crime city, okay, that makes sense. But it's a really it's a really pretty area, Sunset area over there. This is I actually could imagine if after midnight you needed a cop. They said in that area right now, three cops serve 130,000 people in the Sunset precinct at night. This is in the San Francisco Standard. It said one of the largest and most populous police districts will only have three or four officers on duty. It covers 130,000 people from Golden Gate Park, Southern Edge to San Mateo County border, District 4 there. And they said, oh, it's you don't have enough officers. You got rid of your officers. Wow, okay. Well, if you need a police car to come around. They said 4 years ago they had 130 officers assigned to that station. Today, 63. He said, even 63 sound. This is the council member of that district. He said, even 63 sounds like a large number. But when you break it down, officers who might be injured, we have to stay at the station. Some do basic operations. Some are doing 24/7 shifts. He said there's only a handful covering this big, huge area. Now, this again, this area town in San Francisco is quite not the crime hellhole the rest of it is. A lot of single-family houses. And it's, as the stats go, one of the safest in San Francisco. But isn't that just staggering? Three cops to serve 130,000 people. And you know it's not Dirty Harry cops out there just driving around looking for crime. I'm sure they're well-dedicated officers. But, boy, when you're stretched that thin, how can you expect anybody in San Francisco in this area here that covers Golden Gate Park, southern edge of San Mateo County? Guess what? The word's getting out. They've had a 47% increase in motor vehicle theft. They've had a 30% uptick in burglary. Larceny theft has now risen 28% just last year. So they're finding out, hey, there's only three Barney Fifes on duty. I think we can maybe get away with some crime right there. Defunding the police doesn't turn out well for everybody, does it? Nope, sure didn't. Remember Cori Bush, Congresswoman, member of the Socialist Rat Pack, the defund the police queen? Looks like she went and married an unlicensed security guard that she was paying $60,000 to. Oh, my. These woke Marxists, the Democratic Party, boy, they've run out of folks, I guess, to attack. Now they're going after Deion Sanders. The only man to score an NFL touchdown and hit a Major League Baseball home run in the same week. He did that with the Falcons and the Braves. I just watched a 30-30 on it. They're going after Deion because he tells the truth and he prays. Next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.